You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. Got the crew in the building, starting off with my man Jay Moore, fresh to death. Maple Leafs jersey, I see you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I mean, for anybody who's a hockey fan, yeah, I know they lost.
Oh, wow.
And Canada can't seem to get right in the NHL playoffs. Edmonton's out as well. Yeah, I know this is real weird talk, but you know, in Carolina, of all places, Carolina Hurricanes and Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
And I know some of y'all are like, what? There's a hockey team in North Carolina? And he's like, yep.
Who is the Kraken?
That's
Seattle. I love that name, by the way.
Yeah. Seattle.
Well,
I mean, people see me in the jerseys, and they, you know, I actually follow hockey, so it's kind of.
I had to get with you on my
gambling purposes.
No, actually, because that's. Let me tell you something. It's impossible to try. If you pick hockey and you gamble on hockey, you are just a degenerate. There is no way.
You got a problem out here.
Yeah, yeah. You can use some analytics and figure out what's going on in basketball. Football is even, you know, the way that the ball is shaped weird. You never know yet. It's too hard to even, you know, predict that. But
well, thanks a lot for the tip, brother. Appreciate that.
Hey, don't act like it's just me.
I'm just saying. I need to know that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I need to know that.
Stay away from that if you don't
my
know
my man DJ J Diff on the – actually, I was about to say on the ones and twos, but he kind of is on the ones and twos for the show. You know what I'm saying? It's sitting there for loan. How are you, sir?
Call it that. Salutations, man. I'm good, man.
Yeah, you know, everything good your way?
Everything's gravy, man.
Captain Stare. Yep. Good luck on you. All
right. Man in the ship, man. It's man.
Man in the ship. Man in the ship. Brother to the Night is in the building for 2 weeks in a row.
Greetings.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to give him nothing special. He on the squad. You know what I mean? Sixth man of the year. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you coming back, bro.
Man, I appreciate being here, man.
Come on, man. Shout out to the Drunken Nights podcast, as always.
Sir.
Already.
Did anything, jump out at you?
Janelle Monae.
I knew you was going to say
my Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's out here causing problems.
Yeah.
Causing problems?
Yeah.
Yeah. She really kind of been causing problems since she came out for those. Been sleeping on her. She just kept on wearing the black suits and white all the damn time.
Tell you what.
But now she done switched it up and she's living really freely.
Yeah.
She would be what the old folks call. She call herself liking girls now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, or they would call her fast.
That they would fast. Definitely no, call her fast
tail girl. Fast or something else when she called her.
I don't know. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm assuming we've all seen the video.
Yeah, I mean, song is called Lipstick Lover.
Yeah. Mm. All right, there we go.
She's been liking girls for a minute now, though.
Yeah, but now she, you know, she letting you know.
Now she's carrying a flag.
That she know the taste. Literally. And all I know is when I saw the video, I was like, okay. My whole thing is I'm surprised someone didn't ask for edits.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, they just gonna let this be on YouTube like this.
Well, there was one shot that I think we know the shot. When I was scrolling through IG, because everybody was talking about Janelle Monae was trending, I'm like, what is, she got a new video, must be some heat. She's a dope artist, so I'm just thinking it's something dope that she didn't drop. And I scrolled up, I'm going through Instagram, and I see her head next to Shorty, and I'm like,
yeah,
is this on booty?
Is this the video they talking about? Or
clearly,
is this
that's the video they're talking about.
I'm like,
about.
Is this supposed to be out, or did I just get lucky?
Like somebody,
is this something that I wasn't supposed to see, or was
the OnlyFans drop?
Yeah, I thought somebody posted the wrong link or something. But I saw the video. I said, okay,
she out here.
Yeah,
she is truly good to her fans, and I'm very appreciative.
This record probably gonna be dope too.
Whack music though.
I agree. Honestly.
This is the thing, because you know. At my core, I'm a music fan.
Yes, sir.
I wish the song was as good as the visuals.
Kind of hard.
I'm with you.
Because, you know, do you think we're going to find a way to run it?
No.
Exactly.
So that record's, I'm glad we got DJ.
It might be an early night record. We maybe see what it does.
Float is a better record.
I think so as well.
So we're clear, you guys being in a DJ club community or whatever you want to call it, because y'all are out there, bottom line. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't think this one's going to be in heavy rotation, and it's more about the video.
I think it's more about the video. People are going to be intrigued by the boldness, if you will. But I don't think the song on its own, had I not seen the visual, I'd be particularly interested.
Yeah,
I'd be curious to see how many times the record gets requested. Because, you know, y'all get people that come up.
That's the thing.
It depends on the demographic and depends on the club. Because, like, it may not run at the type of clubs that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But it may run at a different genre spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might be hip to it.
It's probably going crazy.
They'll speed it up. You know what I'm saying? They'll speed it up and add a little dance track behind it, that type of flavor. But
you think this is a joint could possibly be flipped? Like,
they're going to do that. Yeah, that's going to happen, like, as far as. Yeah, they're going to do that for the club scene, the other club scene, you know, because it happens all the time with stuff like that.
Let's go ahead and jump into one of these here topics.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about?
I got a question. It's music related. I turned it into a music related
topic.
So my man Ja was out here acting a fool again.
Rule,
man.
Or Morant?
Good. Just for clarification, Morant.
I mean, because this is a hip hop show.
It is. So they might think it's Ja.
We gotta clarify.
So here's the thing with Ja. Ja got caught on a video. It was quick too. So his boy that was with him really did turn the camera fast, but had a firearm in the car. Now we know he's been suspended for this year. I'm talking 3 months ago this year, give or take, right?
He had a whole sit down with Jalen Rose,
right?
Jalen might regret that.
He was just doing his job, Jay Moore.
I get it.
So him and with the pistol play, obviously the league is. I think this time they're gonna make an example out of him because he kind of got away with 8 games. I think Adam Silver is gonna definitely be in his bag on this one. But here's the question I pose: demonizing Morant while supporting the music that glorifies his actions is insane. I'm gonna read it again. Demonizing Morant while supporting the music that glorifies his actions is insane. It's basically saying Ja got the pistol out. The rappers had the pistols out all the time. So why is everybody so up in arms about Ja? But we don't necessarily bring it to the rappers from an accountability standpoint.
See, this is why
I asked.
Remember when NBA Youngboy was saying he's going to clean up his act and he apologized for everything he did.
Right.
Now, with this album rollout, since we're talking about the music.
Right.
With this album rollout, he decided to beef with Dirt and pretty much the whole industry on one song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
J. Cole, Drake.
Just anybody that's anybody, he decided to go at them. That has nothing to do with what Ja's doing, because Ja's a grown man with a job. You know, so like one of us, we all got jobs or do what we do. So we represent some kind of brand or something that pays us. So if we're out doing something outlandish and we pop off and do something on Facebook that people don't agree with, people are going to tag our jobs in the description, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to get us fired or trying to let them look at what your employee is doing.
Those people definitely exist. That's facts.
Right. So Ja has what Kanye West would call a good ass job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's already been reprimanded for it once.
Recently.
It's just, there's nothing wrong with him having guns. Let's get that out there. Clear the air on that. There's nothing wrong with him having the guns.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is, we're not having a Second Amendment argument.
It's not about that. Yeah, it's not about
that. It's about, you already was on Instagram flashing a little pistol, holding it real dainty. You know what I'm saying? And now, you're in the car with your guy listening to NBA Youngboy, flashing your pistol again. And your guy tried to save you. Because he put the phone over there. And it's like he sees, like, man, you ain't supposed to be doing that.
He turned it quick. He turned it quick. Yeah.
So, and everybody's talking about the people that he hangs with. Okay, he's hyped up on NBA Youngboy. You can't judge somebody for listening to NBA Youngboy. But he is a grown man with a firearm, toting it in the car, waving it all wild and hype. Like, you shouldn't be that happy to have a gun. That's just where I'm at with it. Like, why do you have to keep showing your guns in your Instagram posts and you represent a brand? Something that you wanted to do since you was a kid. You know what I'm saying? This is a dream job. You feel me?
Generational.
Yeah, if he does the right thing.
Well, as far as brandishing your gun, man, I was always taught to, like, don't pull it out if you're not going to use it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't make, if you're not in a fight or flight situation, it's no reason to be having your gun out and showing it. You know what I mean? But it's different because we expect that behavior from a rapper. We don't expect that from somebody that has, like, everything that Ja is doing is outside of what you expect from a star NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, I know there probably have been NBA players behave in the exact same manner as Ja Morant, but they just were not putting it out on social media. And I'm not going to put them names out there. Mm.
Do you think there is something to the idea of a double standard when people come down on Ja, but it's kind of like it gets... It's we're grown accustomed to it, so it's cool on
He's
the rap side.
He's doing it to himself.
No, no, I get no, that part, but no. I'm talking about just from the standpoint of somebody standard. Trying to make the point of it being a double standard. That's
it is
that's
a double standard
about.
Because they're both role models.
That's it's just, what I'm looking for.
They're both role models. It's just this one is supposed to be the squeaky clean image, and this one is whatever image that you're putting out there. I get it being a double standard. Yes,
because,
it is a double standard.
Because both have... infinity amounts of power of influence. It's just from different professions, right? The rappers are all over the place. You know, hoopers are all over the world and get promoted. Ja's one of the biggest stars in the NBA, so his impact is ridiculous. No matter what he does.
NBA YoungBoy doesn't work for somebody, so to speak. I mean, he does. He does, but
not
he's
like
doing
Ja,
what they want him to do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Mean, this is
a good one.
This is
good.
Par with what he gets paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make
Whereas
it right, but that's
we're
right.
We're talking
though.
About Ja Morant, who played through school, went through college, got drafted to the NBA where he wanted to go. He's where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you don't have to put on this fake facade like you're this gangster. And do, you know what I'm saying? You don't have
I agree.
To do all that.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
You don't have to do all that. It's,
Clarence
it should
with
be
good
passing.
Parents.
Yeah.
Clarence with good parents.
Come on, man. Did y'all see the picture of him when he first
Come
got
on,
to...
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Not even that picture. You probably talking about the family picture.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the picture when he first got to...
Murray State.
To Murray State where he had the glasses on and stuff, looking like a dork. Come on, man.
I think Ja
you
had...
Not, you are not that dude.
Ja had the low cut joint when he first got to Murray State, right?
Yeah,
like, he had
man.
The taper and all that, and... He turned into a rapper over the
Super
next
thug,
4 or 5
man.
Years.
It's
huh?
like, this is not what you want to do, man.
Jay Moore, talk to me about just this concept, man, the double standard and just Ja in general.
It's not really a double standard. You just have to understand that.
Why not?
Well, okay, look, you as an NBA player can't kick it the way somebody who does rap music can. Just like I have plenty of friends who are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Who literally can't have photographs on social media with them holding
alcohol,
a beer or a glass of tequila. Not for any, even if they're enjoying responsibly. Me, on the other hand, I can have a bottle of Hennessy over here and a bottle of Casamigos right here and take a picture of it. And that is, you know, and I know that's a stretch for some folks, but that's kind of the way you can't kick it. The way everybody kicks it, depending on what you do. And like this whole thing with guns. Look, I am 2A all day. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem. But, you know, also I understand what it is. You just don't have your guns out for no reason. You know,
it's stupid. I agree.
In a city like Memphis, this is a city. You don't play with guns in a whole city where we don't play with guns. And it's also a thing where, like, look, I know it sounds crazy, and some people try to make why can't Ja have his gun out? You know, it's legal. I bet if it was, you know, people of another demographic, they wouldn't have. In fact, they could use that and say it's a two. They'll definitely get NRA support or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that if you're black. It's the same way when I talked several episodes about how when I was in high school and guys on my football team, you know, it was Friday night and it was out doing this, that, and the third. I was like, you know what? I can't roll with you because I'm going to be viewed differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yo, I'll see y'all on Monday at practice because I can't kick it the way y'all kick it. In 2023, how is it that we still have these conversations and y'all don't understand that?
Yeah, it's stupid.
So
there's also a difference between having a gun and displaying it safely and displaying it stupidly. If
you're
that's
just
even
out here
a word.
Shaking your gun, you're like, no, dog. Like,
but I think a lot of people the point a lot of people are making is the way that Ja was handling the firearm, right? In his video.
Exactly. This is not a self-defense argument. You just got a gun out
but
to
it's
have
very,
it out.
But they're saying it's just as irresponsible as the rappers doing the same thing.
Rappers aren't in the NBA.
I know about the. I'm
it's
see,
still a double standard.
We're talking
it's double because it's, I mean it's not the
guns
it's not the same job,
videos.
What I'm saying
it's
is
not the same. It's not applying to the same thing because you can't say it's a double standard if my music is about me brandishing a gun and I'm showing a gun and you're in a car listening to it and you represent this brand over here that says you're not supposed to do that. We've already disciplined you for it, and you do it again.
I think
that's not a double standard. That's just being dumb.
I think what's getting confused is it's not about the rules for both. It's about the reactions to both and how one gets one reaction and the other one doesn't. I think that's what this comment boils down to, because it's like people are up in arms about Ja, but the rappers do the same thing and nobody says anything.
Nah, man, it's always, we've had this conversation too. Everything boils down to it being hip hop's fault some way, some, you know what I'm saying? And we talked about this before the show, that NBA Youngboy isn't really hip hop, so to speak. He's more rap. You can't keep going back and blaming it on things of that nature when people are participating in that style of music for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't set a double standard on something that this is what I'm here for.
Right.
Versus somebody else. He may be here for it, but he doesn't need to show everybody because he has a different audience that he's speaking to. So he can listen to it in his own free time. He just needs to stay off Instagram Live. Simple as that. And he needs to stop waving his guns, because, I mean, when guns go off, is this exact type of situation. Somebody that doesn't know how to use a gun and you're taking it out to be flashy and showing people, and then somebody ends up shot accidentally.
Yeah.
I mean, Plexico Burris had his gun,
man,
shot himself in the club and went to jail for it. You know what I'm saying?
That's New York, where they really don't play with you out here with your guns.
It's like he can't get right, essentially.
Well, no, the issue with Ja is he wants to represent the Memphis Grizzlies and represent gang at the same time.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Can't do both.
Yeah.
Can't do both.
Like, you can't be a neighborhood Crip and be a basketball. Well, you can, but you should not broadcast that.
Well, we know of a few basketball players that did it responsibly.
Yes.
That was in the league and they was banging, and you even seen it on Cribs.
Yeah. Facts.
But they weren't out here.
Agreed.
Doing all the extracurriculars with what they were doing.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
You saw it.
Very subtle.
Very glimp and brief moment.
Just you know what I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Code of Silence. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was there. But he didn't have to go all extra and putting on a show, essentially, to prove that he's gangster.
I just also think this happens with a lot of young people. You are trying to impress people who are not really worth impressing.
Man.
You know, the people that you want to impress are the people, you know, and you know, I understand where people say you want to keep it real and you want to keep it, you know, within the neighborhood and stay. You want to, Bomani Jones said, you know, you want to be the places where they play pool and you got to put quarters in the pool table.
Yeah.
But what are those people going to do for you in the long run?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because if he was really from the hood, they would be mad at him right now. Like, what are you doing, dude?
You know,
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is, I say this about rappers, you know, I'm 46, Ja's 23. So this is somebody that's young enough to be my son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, where are the people? You know, I've pulled people to the side who are not my son.
His daddy courtside.
Yeah.
The first person that need to be telling him,
you know, but
you're squandering our money.
But at the same time, like, and the thing is, so many people are worried about him, you know, messing up the bag. I'm just like, what about him just messing up his life right now?
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have that gun in the wrong situation. And I'm talking about the streets. I'm talking about the police. I'm talking about just people scared in general.
Yeah.
And because you see what kind of world we living in right now. And you out here playing with guns. I am less worried about this man messing up the bag. Like I said, this comes from the fatherly part. You know, even though I have no children, I am afraid for these young men because of the poor decisions they make. It's less about, oh, they messing up the bag. I was like, you're messing up your life. You're putting yourself in dangerous positions for absolutely no reason. You can lose those endorsements. You can lose. You might lose your a contract, have to sit out for 20 games. The thing is, you're doing things that could potentially lose you your life. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'm most concerned. And I feel like, come on, young man, somebody has to talk to you. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm going to sit down and talk to Jalen Rose and I'm going to go somewhere and learn some, you know, some breathing exercise for 2 weeks and then I'm going to keep it moving and I'm be better. No, you might need more help than that. So that's where that's my issue with Ja. That's my issue with a lot of these rappers that we wind up talking about.
Yeah.
Like I said, these are my children. And I can't talk to him and just point my finger and say, stop that. You're messing up. Because I don't want to make the same mistakes that, you know, we talked about C. Dolores Tucker and Reverend Calvin Butts, to where I'm going to get on TV and talk bad about them in front of white folks. I'm not going to do, I don't want to be that person.
Right.
I if I had access and, you know, if I ever had the opportunity, old men need to see themselves in young men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can school them to the things that you've seen and the ways that you can tell them, don't go this way. I've seen what happens when I went that way or when somebody I know went that way. And well, there's you a disconnect, need to be better.
There's a disconnect with the newer generation because, and then Jai is a prime example. His dad wants to be his friend. He wants to be out in the videos, dancing. It don't look like he's doing his job. Because he should have been able to sit him down himself as a father, as a parent, and explain to him why he should probably be cool on that energy.
But keep it a buck, though. Did you listen to everything that your dad told you?
No, I didn't.
You know what I mean? Cause
at least you honest.
Yeah, because it gets to a certain point, like, especially at that
age. You're paying all the bills.
Yeah, you right. can't tell me nothing.
But at the same time, like, if you really somebody, look, if my father and I'm Jai and my father's and Jai's dad, my father would have been like, all right, you're going to take all these guns out of your house right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to hand them over to me. We got to understand, because once again, it had been about like you're messing up your life. It's one thing about the money, but you're messing up your life for nothing really. And for Instagram Live, Instagram Live, think about it. He messing it up for Instagram Live. He don't make no money off of Instagram Live.
Nah. Not a dime.
He makes that money. He makes from the NBA, from Nike, from Powerade. Those are the things that are paying him. But what's more important to him is showing guns on Instagram Live. That's when an OG has to step in and say, for what?
Nah, I'm with you. Did y'all hear the Dirk and J. Cole record? Because I did. First of all, I didn't see this collab coming at all. This was definitely out left.
I did. Me. It should never be a surprise if J. Cole gets down with the quote unquote street rappers.
So here's my thing. He's done it before, so I'll concede. I'll stand corrected because he's done this before. But as it relates to this record, now maybe I'm putting too much stock into it, but I'd like to hear y'all thoughts about the possibilities of how powerful said collaboration could be. Because to my knowledge, I don't think Dirk has used a record like this for a lead single for one of his projects. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
not for his project.
To me, this is different for him. And I feel like it can be an impactful record because Fam really is the voice. I know he called himself the voice, but a lot of people rock with Dirk. So am I gassing this record up in terms of the possible power it can have? Because I haven't seen him go this route yet.
I think his level of power probably plateaued or reached his peak when he did the joint with Drake, honestly.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because
even
now, I mean, with J. Cole, this is just not to diminish J. Cole. J. Cole's fan base isn't the same as Drake's.
What about the subject matter, though?
I mean, he just told you what his son listens to. He don't really listen to the words.
Mm-hmm.
They listen to
how it feels.
Yeah.
So, Vibes. Essentially, you're probably going to have to be a J. Cole fan to respect this song or like it like that, because everybody knows J. Cole has his core fans. Dirk has his core fans.
Right.
Drake is, he's a pop star. We already talked about that. He crosses over everything. So you got a song featuring Drake that's going regardless. I think you may be putting too much stock into it with it being J. Cole, honestly, because we rock with J. Cole. But everybody, J. Cole is not everybody's cup of tea.
When I'm saying J. Cole, but the angle I'm coming from is J. Cole plus Dirt with this subject matter as the single. That's the anomaly to me.
But what
That's
is the album? What's going to be on the album, though?
So
Slide.
You think
Slide
so?
On my ops.
You think it's going to be? So this is just, that's why I want to dig into it. So this is more of just a joint
King
where it's like
references.
So we're going to throw this out there. This is a single. And then we're going to get right back to the quote-unquote BS on the rest of the project.
Yeah, we're back to the foolishness.
We're right back to the foolishness.
Absolutely.
Bring back the turkey bags.
That's what I'm looking for, though. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, we just talked about how NBA YoungBoy was just baiting Dirk. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to drop on the same day.
Right.
Dirk pushed his release up to, what, this Friday?
I don't know.
Don't quote me on it.
I thought it was supposed to come out last week.
It was supposed to, but he pushed it.
Yeah.
He pushed it up or back or whatever you say, because NBA YoungBoy's dropped this past Friday, and they was going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then Dirk was saying that the record label has told him to purposely beef with other artists for his rollout. Now, how do y'all feel about that?
Corny.
Corny, but I'm not...
Never surprised.
Surprised. That would be my response. B, you pretty much saying it's going to be right back to the BS after the single, because he said he was whatever mood he's in is what determines the record. He said he was in that mood. He was feeling moody and got the joint for the producer. He said he felt like J. Cole would be on it and will sound good on it, and he put it out. I was just impressed because normally the single is either, it's a...
slide on my ops.
It's a slide joint, or it's a record where we're trying to get it. I'm trying to make sure we get these spins. It's always one of those two approaches. So this is what threw me off is having your lead single with J. Cole with a whole bunch of kids singing it. I ain't see that from Dirk.
Well, the thing is Dirk is at a level now where it's not going to matter what he does.
Uh-huh.
That's how bright his star shines.
Okay.
And how big of a fan base that he has. You know what I mean? Like, Dirk is today to Chicago what Kanye was when he
is
came
he
out.
Really that important to Chicago?
I was going
to
really say, is he that important? Now, that's a big statement, B.
I can see that.
Can you see it, Jay?
Yeah.
Yes.
As Kanye?
To the generation
understand,
under us,
like,
yes.
It sounds crazy to people our age, but to people of a certain age, XXXTentacion is Tupac.
Yeah.
Now, when we hear that, we're like, are you kidding me?
I fought the notion of that until I started.
I still fight it because X wasn't in no movies. He didn't show you no kind of
bro, but
he didn't show you
matter.
Nothing.
But
man,
no,
I ain't even gonna slander him because he did. I'm not even gonna go into
no,
all the
we
stuff
here for that.
That he was
no,
on.
We're not here for that. We're not here
but,
for that.
But yeah, no. There's no I'm not comparing them.
Bro, it took me a while to realize how much asking younger people and being around some younger people in my family
tripping.
Stuff.
You really tripping.
I'm not saying it's he
not
popped.
We're not saying that for us. We talking about the generation.
That's all I'm saying.
Under us.
Not even a generation. It might be two or three generations.
No, it's
that is how they view him.
It's at least two generations.
They don't know because they wasn't outside.
They don't. But
they have no idea how we looked at Pac.
Yeah, but you got to understand.
Terry ain't coming up that mountain.
The way we talking about Pac, we might as well to these. It'd be like if somebody talked to us about Chubby Checker, or you know what I'm saying. Like when the way these kids view how long ago that was. We can get it. We can say, oh, it's not the same. But, you know, to them, somebody who was cut down what they consider in their prime, who had the voice of the streets and the young people.
Right.
I didn't get it. But of course, I was in my 40s when he came out and he was doing his thing. So of course, I didn't get it. I wasn't supposed to get it.
He's shaking his head. He ain't going.
Hey. You can't, man. No,
bro, listen.
Because this is a whole nother rabbit hole that we're going to have to go down.
No. I don't want to.
Because we've talked about this.
I don't want to go down
last year.
I don't want to go down this.
And
way.
I'm feeling the same way.
I don't want you to feel the same way. We ain't even got to go that route. It's
not
just,
last year. Whenever he passed, that was what a couple years.
Couple years ago.
Yeah, that was before the pandemic.
I like I said, I didn't know young fella had the following that he did. I was asleep.
No,
woke
no,
me
no.
up. I had no idea it was like that.
Like Nate Jeezy said, it's crazy. The bar is hella low for today's generation.
Yeah,
there's absolutely no way that you can sit there and have a bullet points for Pac and XXXTentacion, however you say his name, and be able to say this is Pac. There's absolutely no way other than they both died.
Tragically.
That's the only comparison.
But
you can't
tell
me.
That's all they need.
That's
plus
crazy.
The pop. Okay, all they need is that plus the popularity. That's all they need.
He's not even as Pac. Listen,
not to us.
Pac wasn't even out. During a social media
that's what
resurgence.
It, yeah.
So imagine Tupac with IG.
You can't. We're not doing Facebook. That,
yes,
though.
Yes, we are.
We're not doing that.
Why not? It's like we're trying to talk about the NBA. Be like, they don't even hand check no more. Look.
Yeah, that's what this. That's
but,
what you're doing.
But
we can't do
but
that.
It's just like,
nah, man.
If you
this
talk
is
to,
Pac we talking about.
Diff, you got to understand. If you talk to somebody of a certain age and you tried to compare, say, Pac and his impact and what he did to Marvin Gaye,
that's what I was going
to say. They'd be so mad. And then if you talk to somebody about Marvin Gaye, be like, "What about Sam Cooke?"
That actually is that's a closer comparison because listen, listen, because Marvin Gaye has socially conscious music. Tupac has socially conscious music.
X had socially conscious
for them.
That's the part that can't get lost.
Depression and drugs.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. All right. Bro, I know it sound weird, bro.
Leave it alone.
It sound weird to me too. But also, I gotta, you know, you gotta realize when you get old.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, though. There's only like a handful of people that I think can that transcend. We talk about. One of y'all used a sports analogy, hand checking. Jay Moore, I think he said that.
Because so, people like Michael Jordan scored 55 points a night.
But Terry brought up a good point about if he has social media. I like that point. But there's only been like Michael Jackson. If you sell out Wembley Stadium, I can put you in any area and you're going to be straight.
They was trying to compare Harry Styles to Michael Jackson.
Now, that's stupid.
That's stupid.
Now, but I need y'all to have that same energy. Oh,
here we go.
About X-Digion. I'm sorry.
No, because you could go to somewhere like Bucharest. They don't know who Harry Styles is.
Yeah.
They know Michael Jackson, a place where they even have CD players.
I've never seen anybody faint over Harry Styles.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? I've seen people faint.
Have you ever seen anybody faint over Tupac?
No.
I haven't.
Okay, now we're talking about something else.
Yeah. All right, I'm just saying. And I fool with
my Pac. My guy in the check just said, Terry realizes he's old.
Hey,
it's called the new old heads.
We are recognizing that we old.
Yeah, I live by a certain standard, though.
Yeah.
Now I'm with him on the standard.
There's nothing. I'm not taking nothing away from that young man. But when I think about, never mind, I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm proud of you.
I'm going to walk away.
I'm proud of you, Terry.
Maybe they stop calling you a snitch now because you really standing up for Tupac.
Probably. Because they don't realize I really rock with Tupac that clip.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. All right, man. You all right?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, y'all, we are back. Shout out to our partners. As always, we appreciate the support, appreciate the partnership, and we look forward to growing those partnerships as always. So salute to them. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to the homie T-Pain, legend.
My brother.
Yeah, y'all definitely.
I'm glad you said it. We know nobody else had to.
We got to tag him in this because he definitely got some kinfolk in Indianapolis. I don't know how y'all kin, but... y'all definitely
Teddy
mama and them somewhere.
Ass down.
Yeah, grandmama and them is somewhere. I mean,
they call me T Rail. They say I look like him and Lil Rail.
Wow. I hadn't heard that one. T Rail? Yeah. Combination of both, huh?
All right.
Well,
I can dig. That's cutting Pete.
Hey, T Pain, come show you cutting some love. Your kinfolk down here some love. He been looking for you. Look at it.
Yeah.
All right, man. So T-Pain popped up. I'm just trying to bring family together. Don't do that. I'm just trying to bring family together.
I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping.
We family oriented. So I want to bring, if that's his cousin, we want him to get together with
Cutting Pete.
Cutting Pete. So T-Pain is in the news. He's labeled Drake the king of simp music. Now, he openly said that he was a simp as well with his music. He said, I had zero.
And he's out here buying them drinks.
No, he openly said.
His first single was I'm sprung.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Yeah.
He said,
nothing but simping going on.
I had zero confidence in any of my music.
Really?
I was always the simp. Remember? I was always the that just didn't have any confidence that anything could happen at all. I was always wishing for a girl.
When asked, he said, asked why he doesn't make music like that anymore. T-Pain added, I think Drake got it covered. So,
hey, spade is spade.
First of all, is he on to something here? And second of all, does that change?
Well, I mean, we know.
I think he's spot on, but that don't change the way y'all look at Drake, does it?
No, Drake is still that dude at the end of the day. But he's been stuck in this mode of what we talked about. He makes the same album over and over and over. But he's a hit factory.
He is a hit factory.
You know what I'm saying? And then he has people that are going to stand for him whatever he drops.
Would you label him the king of synth music, though?
I label him the king of pop music right now.
Okay.
Ooh.
But what...
So you saying Drake is the new Michael Jackson?
No, he's not Mike.
Be careful. All right.
If we're talking about somebody that runs a genre, me personally, I think he has that reach.
Even after that pop music. Even after that album where he ventured out.
That album don't count.
It don't count.
Yeah. So that's the reason why him and 21 came out with the album to cancel that one out.
It counts.
It counts, but
that's pop music though.
Yeah, how you feel at that?
That was his Lil Wayne rock and roll album. Like whenever we talk about Lil Wayne, we don't talk about Rebirth, right?
Right.
That was a good album though.
It had some joints on it, but I wouldn't say
She's on Fire
was,
on the album.
I don't know.
I don't remember. It did have some joints. I kind of think of that Drake album as his Rebirth album, essentially.
So you're saying more King of Pop instead of this King of Simp music.
I mean, he can be in that bucket too. I mean, you ain't gotta be one faceted, but to me, that's more so where he's at, because I mean he tries to pop his ish here and there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Drake could be 90% simp and then 10% talking about Jay Prince.
His last album, 21, put the battery in his back because he was talking cash.
Yeah, he was talking that cash. Yeah, so, he was definitely talking that cash. I don't know.
Can we talk about maybe what the difference? You know, because I think a lot of people get the game confused. The difference between a simp and a trick.
Can you break that down for our listeners?
Well, you know, a lot of music that you make specifically for women.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exalting women over yourself. You could say that you're simping, and you can say that most R&B music
is simping.
Yeah, you know, and that's fine.
Group that had a song called Simping.
Yes, but you know, Boys to Men. When you know,
no, I thought that was
simping. Ain't easy.
Oh, it is.
But okay. I think a lot of times what we talk about is tricking. And one of the most disappointing things I see out in the culture is men who trick on such an extensive and sad level, because I see men out here just treating these fours and fives special. I don't care who you are or how much money you have and what your station in life is. If you treat too many women special, you are a trick.
Yeah.
Well, and
Lil Wayne. Well, I blame Lil Wayne for that, because he came out with "It Ain't Tricking If You Got It."
It's always tricking, even if you got it.
But people love Lil Wayne. So as soon as he said that, they was like, all right, well, I can do whatever I got to do to get here then.
You know, so.
And ever since then.
Look, Pimp C would be so disappointed in a lot of you.
99% of these dudes is cowards.
You're out here cash-apping women, telling them, you know, sending Good Morning Queen as a mass text. You need to stop that.
It was a group by the name of Melage.
Melage.
I'm not hip.
That have the song "It Ain't Tricking If You Got It."
Oh, I know that song, yeah.
Tricking If You Got It.
Yeah.
But they got that term from Wayne.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess it's okay to simp, because there's a means to an end to simping. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you can see that with Drake and what he does.
I think it's a means to an end for tricking, too.
Yeah, but it's not healthy.
Yeah.
If you're a man, you need, I'm telling you, young man, I'm giving out advice tonight.
Tricking is an old man sport.
Because the thing is, like, one of the saddest things I see is when you see like old, like, this is why you need to find a good woman and make sure that you have her in your life, because you don't want to be an old trick out here buying bottles of Douce and Casamigos. You know you don't drink that. You need to be somewhere where you can get your drink, you some Martell.
Hey man.
Hey man. Some Gentleman Jack.
These old players is walking around with their thick and thin socks on.
With they what?
Thick, you don't know about thin, thick and thin?
And they ready to pay a bill. That's the end. What bill need to be paid?
Exactly. That's why, I say, man, if you're a certain age, you need to find a woman of substance and do the best you can to get out the game. Because when I see these old men in the club buying sections, and they had these young women who are never going to give them none, just out here buying.
They might be. Drinking, you never know.
Just drinking up all the reposados.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of these IG.
Stop that,
women,
old man.
Women get these trips. They don't show how they got the trip or who else is with them.
They just show up on the trip.
They just show up on the trip. Man, yeah,
but you know what?
I ain't see a shoulder.
Hustle. I ain't gonna knock their hustle. I mean, if they getting what they want out of the deal, then hey, do you? It just ain't for me.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my advice to young men. Don't find yourself a good woman so you don't wind up being an old trick.
What you think, B?
Yes,
your cousin and everything.
Yes,
he said.
Yes, Drake is the king of simp. I mean, the man made Marvin's Room.
He did.
And that
he named
is,
a lot of songs I'm after, saying, after other chicks did that.
But that
is a simp ass song.
That is, yeah.
What you said, that fits the bill right there.
That is one of the, that leads me down a different path. That is one of the all time hating songs.
That song,
top tier.
That
it's a top tier hating song.
At all.
That's a top tier hater song. Ill and Out Scratch, I'll Take Her. Is that, a hate.
That's
song.
A good one.
When JT was fronting the Five Heartbeats, and he said, "Just in case,
yeah,
he's not all that he seems. Yeah. Top notch hating music."
Yeah.
Joe is up there with
all the things your man won't do.
That's like top three hater songs of all time, probably top three. Joe,
that's a possibility.
Might Mario, be number one.
Might be
Mario. Bro, you should let me love you.
That's not as bad as Joe.
Here we go.
Joe is bad.
I don't want to know.
That's a
top tier simping song.
Yes. Simping, okay.
I'm
flipping my simping with the hating. Okay, you're
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
right. There's simping, there's tricking, and there's hating.
Joe was an absolute hater on that song. Bad on that song.
But
what about, okay, we'll keep it local. When you talk about maybe Babyface talking about I'll pay your rent.
Yeah.
He got that whip appeal.
Top tier.
Yeah. That money was the whip. So he used the
talking
money.
Talking about all the stuff he going to do as soon as he get home from work. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Now that I'm a certain age, as soon as I get home from work, you know what I want to do? Sit down and write. Get myself a beverage and watch Part of Interruption, and I want to be left alone.
Yeah. Maybe a nap.
Yes.
Maybe.
Shower even.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to. I'm not washing no clothes, cooking no dinner. No. Too old for that.
But whip appeal, that is top tier simp song.
That's simping.
Yeah, that song is so cold, though.
You put it on me so good.
Uh-huh.
Good. Good. That I can't let you go. Yeah.
Because
you got that whip appeal.
Well,
it is.
Boyz II Men they have top tier simping songs.
They do.
Top tier.
They do.
Don't disrespect.
End of the Road is the top simping song, because we talked about how when you listen to it. I knew about that other dude.
That's
the only part, though. Man.
Thank you.
That's the only part.
That ain't the only one. I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. That girl was not good to Wanya.
Hey,
no.
Hey, she was toxic. We all have.
You know what I mean? I
feel pain too.
Yeah, I understand, brother. You know what I mean?
Just come back.
Yeah, that's top tier simping.
That was the simping part, though, right?
What?
When Mike's on the break.
Like, don't do that. All them nights you out there.
Yeah,
with
that's the bad part.
Out there busting it open for other dudes.
I just didn't care.
Now, that's the only pimpish part
on,
of the song.
Come on now.
Where he said, I just didn't care.
That's definitely pimping.
It's only pimping if you doing what you're supposed to be doing, which you doing.
Not necessarily.
Oh, here we go.
Not necessarily.
What's your rebuttal to that, sir?
Well,
because you see
I got some bullet points.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to this being social media abundant right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are a lot of different choices that these women could be sneaking around on him.
Yeah.
You know, and he just doesn't care. That's top tier simping.
Only way I'm not going to care if I got to be a little.
So you wouldn't be singing that song then.
Yeah.
So then you would be You Chris Brown with it at this point.
I'm zero.
You zero.
I hate you.
Oh.
B word.
Okay. Good at it.
Are you Uncle Sam? I don't want to ever see you again.
That too.
Oh my God. Simping.
Shout out to everybody who even understands who Uncle Sam is.
Yeah. He was in that Boyz II Men camp.
Yes, exactly.
Fruit of the Boy.
Yeah.
Fruit of the Loom. Fruit of the Loom.
Yo, man, anybody that follows
Jesse's girl is grade A hemp.
Simping.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Spoken Thought, that's hating too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Spoken Thought. If you had a top five simp records from
Jesse's girl is right up there.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about.
That's a hating record.
To bring it back around to Drake, like if you could think of Drake's five best simping songs, we said Marvin's Room is number one.
Another top tier, Jaded.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, I know that, yeah. That's good stuff.
Meek Dogg said Carl Thomas. Now, which song? Are we talking about emotional or are we talking about
That's a simping song because when he's talking about what about me? What about you, dog? That woman is in a happy marriage with a kid. Why don't you shut up and go do something? Family.
Man, he said grenade, Bruno Mars
for the children.
I need a girl part. I need a girl part one and two. He's too hard.
But what about me?
Yo,
he said, hey, man, he said, man, F them kids.
Carl Thomas, yeah, you need to get it together, fam. Please.
I don't think as a man, as a young man, I think you have, in order for you to actually live, start living, I think you need to have your heart completely broken one good time to get a little something on your skin so you can figure out how you can,
but you know
how you can rebound.
I'm turning to Snoop.
You could turn it you could turn it a couple ways. You could.
Jay Moore,
you could
either, that's a good experience for you, though. You got to go through that.
You know, start believing in love, or then you just been thinking, you know what?
I don't need.
I'm not gonna put all my energy into one woman.
Well, hey, let me ask you this.
I'm gonna. You know, I'm saying,
here you go with the baritone.
You know, there's this girl I like to talk to. One girl who can cook. One girl who got. One girl who got the good cable. What, you know what I'm saying? Like it's
one got the good.
Yeah, exactly. Good. It turns into that.
Good job, but yeah. Do you believe in love after love?
Okay. I see.
Yeah, I know Cher and her boy broke up.
Yeah. Put some auto tune on it.
That's actually a real question though. Do you believe with the Minister Farrakhan hands? Do you believe in love after love?
Yeah. I think you have to.
My brother.
I think. If you don't believe in love after love,
shout out to the minister, by the way.
You would just give up, and you'd just be out here, you know,
dotting and bopping.
Yeah, yeah,
dotting and bopping,
or pimping.
Yeah,
so that too.
Yeah,
and then
it can hit that switch on you,
and then that's how you wind up being an old trick buying Casamigos food.
You see some of those, don't you?
I see some things, y'all. Yes. I see some things.
Now everybody has, I'm assuming, a favorite group, favorite rapper, or top two or three. If you take your favorite artist, can you name their worst project in their catalog?
It's easy.
Is that easy? Because sometimes in catalogs, I think there are two or three that might be closer to the bottom, where you actually can identify and say this album is by far the worst one in my favorite rapper or one of my favorite rappers' catalog.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, when Q was my favorite.
Okay.
War and Peace.
Yes.
War and Peace, the second one.
Yeah.
That's the worst?
Man, that was absolute
terrible
ass.
Is that the one?
Is that
the one where he Until We Rich that had the
It was a purple I remember it was a purple album cover because it was after the one he had on the top hat.
Okay.
Because the War and Peace Volume 1 was actually decent.
That's the top hat joint.
Extradition and
pushing rhymes like
Rhymes like wait. That was
That was decent. But that second one, that's what
we is that the one with that had Hello on it? With Dre and
I think
Ren.
The colors were like purple.
It was a purple
and white. Yeah,
I bought it from Best Buy on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
they let you take it back.
I took it back on a Wednesday.
Damn,
you knew it was trash that fast.
You were like, I'm not trying. You didn't try to sit with it.
I was done. I knew once I heard it. It was a wrap.
I see a couple in the chat, but I want to wait until everybody gets a chance
another
to pick
one. Jay-Z, Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come. That's Jay's worst album?
It still had its moments.
Yeah,
there's some dope records on King.
War and Peace, too.
All of his albums have their moments, but when we're talking about our favorite artist, so Q was my favorite around that time.
Okay.
He dropped a dud, and I never revisited it. It was so bad that I couldn't get back in the cube like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kingdom Come a dud? That had three or four records
It wasn't
so out of this to collect
it. Wasn't John
but it's Blaise. A weird that Kingdom Come in between American Gangster.
Right.
And
Blueprint 2.
No, it was the Black Album.
Black Album.
Yeah, okay.
Trash.
It's easy to skip Kingdom Come.
Can't do it. The best thing about Kingdom Come was his rollout. And the album cover was red, and you could pull it, and it would do different things. Because it was.
I do remember that.
Other than that, trash.
What you got, B? Can you give me a couple examples? And then I'll read some in the chat once we kind of go through ours.
Kendrick's last album.
Dang.
I knew he was going to choose violence.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to choose violence.
Catalactica.
For Crit.
It just wasn't in mixtapes.
And with that, I can even go to Live from the Underground.
Live from the Underground?
Man, coming off of...
Oh, man.
coming off of Return of Forever.
Damn.
And that string of mixtapes he gave.
Every mixtape Crit dropped was
flame. And then he gave me Live from the Underground. I'm like, man, what is this? I had to live with Live from the Underground. Actually,
what was the joint that had Boobie Miles on that?
Crit, you tripping on Crit, bro.
Forever and a Day.
Man,
yeah.
That was fire.
Yeah.
So bro, he dropped Forever and a Day and then dropped Catalactica.
I think y'all
can't tell me.
I think y'all tripping on Crit, bro.
And Crit is my guy regardless. But he is absolutely correct.
You think he's correct in live on from nothing?
Listen, Catalactica. The rollout for Catalactica made you feel like you was about to get one. You was about to get one. You was about to feel the same way you felt when you ripped the plastic off Southern Playalistic or even Equimini. That's how I was feeling.
When I heard the first single, I was done.
Yeah.
So those were the expectations. You were thinking you was going to get... I like Catalactica, man. It's all right.
Everybody say it was dope. They liked it.
Intro's fire. It start off fire.
It's not them mixtapes though.
Nah. I like Mr. Morale
that's what
myself.
It's not them mixtapes.
And then
Mr. Morale, man, coming off a damn, man, it's not what I wanted, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just
Mr. Morale got some heat, bro.
It's some good songs on there, but it's a lot to digest.
I mean, but that to me
is therapy. Man now.
That mug is therapy. Yeah.
You would. That's the song. That would be the one you use that example.
There was a lot going on in that album.
Yeah, it was.
There was a lot going on.
It was so personal. I don't even think he cared if we listened to it. Yeah. He just had to get some stuff out. I really liked the album, but it was just like, this is the most personal album.
Some of
this stuff, I'm like, damn, you could have kept that to yourself.
I don't have to listen to this again. Like, yeah. That's all it was.
I go back to certain tracks. I do. Being such a Ghostface fan, I always go back to the track.
Hey, I think Terry and I are on the same page with Morale because started slow. And then as I continue to listen to it, I'm like, yo, this is fire. Like, I like it. Daymore, give me some of your favorites like that you can identify. Let's start with Ice-T. What's Ice-T? He know about Ice-T.
I wasn't even going to start there. Game Theory by The Roots. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I do not enjoy that record at all.
You right.
Game Theory by The Roots.
Yeah. That was their first album on Def Jam. I'm thinking, okay, they got the resources. They got this, they got their. And maybe it came out kind of when it was still hot outside.
What's
maybe
the cover art for that?
It's Hangman, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's
Hangman.
Is that the one? Phrenology came out after
Things Fall Apart.
I was just like, nah.
That's the one with Cody Chestnut. The first thing with Cody Chestnut.
Yeah, you're right.
I love that record. That tour was actually good. I was very lucky I got to meet Cody Chestnut, you know what I'm saying? Because I love the Headphone Masterpiece just because it was so hard headed and lo-fi and, you know, had just, you know, some incredible records on it, even though it sounded like they were recorded in somebody's kitchen. But
it was lo-fi.
But I mean, just as an overall project, it's probably my least. I mean, and I enjoy Undone. I enjoy And Then You Shoot Your Cousin. I enjoy How I Got Over. But I just do not enjoy Game Theory. It's one of the records I just never go back to.
I'm gonna go. And I gotta get in the chat and see because I don't want to double up anybody. But
Spoken Thought got a good one.
I'm gonna go Universal Mind Control from Common.
Ugh, exactly. Yeah, that album
is trash.
You know what? That's my guy. That's the first album he did after his father died.
Yeah.
And you know, because in a Pops Rap was with no Pops Rap listed on. I was like,
it's not a Common record. Well, I mean, while he was living, you gotta have Pops.
It's a record that I act like it just didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm cool on Universal Mind Control.
For me, there's just albums I act like from my favorite artists didn't happen. Universal Mind Control is one of them.
It's like
Nobody Smiling is not a great record, I can still acknowledge it. I don't just like with New Edition. You know, y'all know how I feel about New Edition, but I act like Under the Blue Moon never happened.
That might as well happen in another dimension because I act like that don't happen either.
Because he came off of Beat and Finding Forever, and then Universal
Mind Control. He was on a tear. I'm gonna give you another one.
I bought that album. Too.
Big Pun, Yeah Baby, was trash.
He was dead already by then.
Still.
Yeah.
The album was finished.
Yeah, but it's so hard and 100%.
That's it.
Other than that, he could have kept all that.
I got one for you.
Give me something else.
Goody Mob World.
Oh, my God.
Did you take that one back, too?
I didn't take that one back. You know my favorite album to hate,
and I like Get Rich to This.
Hey, it started. Somebody said the New Danger, man. The New Danger was a dope project to me. That had the panties somebody
put
on it.
Somebody put New Danger in there.
No, Spoken Thou said Dogfather, which was absolute trash. Dumpster juice.
It was. It was.
Can you think of anything that you like to go off of Dogfather?
No. Snoop's Upside Your Head, and then that one song.
I hated that
maybe.
Record.
I did. Maybe. And then that one song. Like East Side. LBC is what I claim.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't like none of that.
E-G.
I hate it. In my all-time favorite worst album, it might not be, but it's up there, Art of War, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Ooh, that's a
complete
good
one.
Because you know what I did?
I'm not about to entertain
this. And a bunch of y'all listening, and y'all might have done this too. You went to the second CD, and you put in the record with Tupac.
I didn't know. Thug Love. I didn't.
Why wouldn't you?
I started it because I was a Bone fan too. I like Bone. So I started it from the beginning, listened to it all the way through. I'm like, all right. Let's hope this second CD starts out better. First song is featuring Tupac.
Yes, sir.
Let that run. I'm like, okay, this mug is all right.
All right, so.
After that, trash again.
Let me look in the chat.
I tried to like Body Rot, but I was like, no, yeah, this is trash too.
Lone is on the point with Nas, Nostradamus.
Yeah. Nostradamus has some good records.
Nah, I like Luster, though.
Project Window,
I liked Shoot 'Em Up.
Shoot 'Em Up was fire. Keep going.
What was it?
Shorty. That was trash. That was trash.
Ghetto Prisoners. Last Words.
Last Words was cool.
Last Words was hard. That was my.
Project Windows is the standout for me.
It is.
That's the coldest song on that album.
Now I'm going to give you another trash album. Lost Boys, Love, Peace, and Happiness.
Yeah.
Complete trash.
They lost Freaky Ty, though, man. I was expecting.
Still.
No, wasn't that? Was
Freaky
that?
Ty was an ad lib man.
But he made the song, though.
Hold on. Yeah. What was. Because.
Freaky Ty was still on there.
Yeah. No, he wasn't dead. There was another Lost Boys album, and I remember the single was called Ghetto Jiggy, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
It had to have been
just off the title.
Had to have been just, off, piece of
just off the name. Hey, look it up. I remember there was a third Lost Boys album, and it wasn't it.
Yeah, he definitely was gone by that third one.
I mean, look at the chat says they cutting up too. First of all, Nate Jeezy says for Game 3 is his favorite Roots album. So there's that.
I mean, like it's my opinion. Like it could be like, and maybe if I revisit, but I just remember when I first heard it, I was like, this ain't it.
Blood Money by Mobb Deep. Name a record.
Blood Money, that's the one on 50.
That's Quiet Storm.
Right. What? Nah, that's
not Quiet Storm. That's the one on G-Unit.
Murder Music.
Yeah, that's the one. That's
on
G-Unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one we got it twisted.
Blood Money is G-Unit, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Blood Money. I checked out by that.
Hey, miss me with that. Lone is spot on with his Wu-Tang joints. The Better Tomorrow.
Trash.
Eight Diagrams.
Trash.
We got DMX Year of Dog.
Anything after
Year of Dog wasn't that bad.
Lupe Fiasco Lasers. Did we do that one?
No, that needs to be on.
I think that should.
Because he gave you two classics.
But they hyped that Lasers up, like especially because the first single was Beamin',
and it was never on the album.
Beamin' was cold.
Beamin' was cold. I agree.
So you Beamin thought was that cold. Was about to be the one, but nah.
But see, Lupe set the bar so high because he came out the gate with two.
Well, he said he didn't care about Lasers.
Well, it showed.
It came out of his mouth that he pretty much dropped that album to get out of his deal.
Atlantic deal.
What's Kanye's worst album?
Somebody to pick from now.
Wow.
Damn.
What's the last album he put out?
I'm going to say the Clear album.
Yeah. The Clear album?
You get Donda
Yeezus.
Out of here.
Oh, Yeezus.
I could not stand
I've him. Always been on team Yeezus is trash. I'll say it openly. That
and it's got
trash.
Some joints on there, but as a whole, like Blood on the Leaves is fire. Black Skinhead was cool. And
Bam was only cold because of the sample, if we being honest. That album is trash.
That's pretty much... When that album came out was the decline of
whatever that album he recorded in Wyoming. All those
that's
Wyoming
the one I was
albums.
Say.
The bipolar album was trash.
Excuse me, I'm bipolar.
Yeah, that's trash.
And I love it or something.
Pablo had some heat, so I'm not gonna dismiss
Pablo
that.
Pablo actually went just because if you hear stuff either in a strip club or live, it sounds different. So I seen his live show for that and it was fire. So I have a different kind of outlook on Pablo.
Nah, I'm good.
Because you went to his first show was in Nap.
Yeah,
that's the one you went to.
Here,
I heard he spent like the first hour just like it was definitely the test show.
It was tough because he did the first song twice.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that's like super prominent that we haven't discussed that might
happen. Oh, yeah, I remember because you always have to ask me about Ice-T.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah, Ice-T, I want to say Ice-T 6 Return of the Real. It came out around like 96, 97.
That ain't it?
No, that's not it. Ice-T was rich. He was rich. So I just, something was missing.
I'll give you one and y'all might disagree.
Okay.
Ice Cube, Lethal Injection.
Hold on. We just had a blast from this comment.
Hold up.
Come on, Spoken Thought.
Spoken Thought has thrown Ice Cube's Lethal Injection.
Someone just chose violence.
Into the chat as a whack album?
Spoken
Lethal
Thought.
Lethal Injection?
We love freedom of speech on here.
From
the
beginning to end, Lethal Injection goes. You tripping.
He said, well, he got his arms
Everybody's
up.
Everybody's got their own opinion.
A Tribe Called Quest, the Love Movement.
Nah, Love Movement was nice to me.
That's not their worst album.
It's definitely their worst album.
But this is the thing.
No.
The worst Tribe Called Quest album is still a good album.
It's still a good album.
Hold on.
Yeah, I can make the argument that's the worst one.
Wait a minute, y'all.
But it's still good.
It's between that and Beats Rhymes Life.
Yep, you're right.
I say it's between that one and the last one they put out.
No,
I didn't even think about that. I don't consider it because Fife was gone. Fife I don't know exactly what his contribution was.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm kind of stuff that's posthumous.
Posthumous.
Yeah, whatever. However you say it.
Some people say it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever reason you're from. But, I don't usually include those because you don't know exactly, like he said, what all they were involved in.
Sometimes people piece verses together and make records.
Yeah, Biggie duets.
Eric Sermon, No Pressure. You didn't.
Spoken Thought, what's up, man? You were doing good, man. What's going on, man?
It depends on how much of an Eric Sermon fan you are. No Pressure was.
I'm a nerd for producers, so I fool Eric Sermon.
And it's weird because No Pressure, when you try to go on and stream certain songs, like I don't know if it's sample clearances or whatever, like half the songs you can't even listen to.
Under the Blue Moon, I think you already said that.
Lone is trolling.
Is definitely trolling. DJ Nate Jeezy says the last album was better than Love Movement, though.
I actually didn't mind the last album. It was decent.
Nor did I.
No, I thought it was good.
So it's between. I'm looking at the list. I'm looking at their discography. We got Peoples, Low End, Midnight, Beats, Rhymes, and Life, Love Movement. We got it from here. It's between, the consensus is between Beats, Rhymes, and Life and the Love Movement. Are we all in agreement there?
Yeah.
I
mean, both of those albums are not
even
bad.
Beats, Rhymes, Love had Stressed Out. It had Fire. Once Again.
Fire. Love Movement had
that's why I can't give it to Beast Rhymes Life. I gotta go to Love Movement.
Had Find My Way.
I said
fire.
The lead single was fire, but after that,
well, they didn't really. That was really the only single for that album.
The booty.
Plus that was beefing.
Oh, the booty and
they was beefing when they made that album too. Though
they was beefing on a lot of them albums.
Good point.
I mean, they
do. You like it?
Yeah.
Bone dropped the bomb. What's Outkast's worst album? He says, He says Idlewild.
I think Idlewild is kind of the consensus.
And Idlewild got heat to me.
No, it does.
It's got good songs.
But yeah. But at the same time, it was for a movie. Yeah.
It was a period piece.
Yeah. They was giving
They had Macy Gray on there.
Mighty O.
I want to say Janelle Monáe might have been on there.
Hollywood Divorce
was fire.
That's tough.
Yeah.
However you say that.
Chronometrophobia.
Phobia. Fire. That song is fire.
Yeah.
But whatever that video was, he could have kept it.
their discography is so cold, it's like you got to just pick whatever that was because everything else is
top tier.
I think that's gonna do it for this episode. We appreciate the support as always. Shout out to the chat, man. The chat is very live tonight. We appreciate y'all as always. NewOldHeads.com for all the education you need this year. If you see it, like it, subscribe to it, sign up for it, pay for it. Check our Patreon out as well. We really appreciate the support. Thank you, brother, for coming through yet again. Appreciate you, my guy. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yeah.
In a minute.